Welcome back, children of the revolution, to the audio anthology and educational program, What You're Not Listening To here on aceofspades.blueberry.net or via Apple Podcasts, Google Play, RSS feed, download your Android device, or Spotify. I am your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. I am also your webmaster, your writer, your host, producing, researching, all of the everything, baby. Ooh, yeah, right? You know, these are the things the internet promised us, right? That were just a few simple tools. And mind you, I'm doing this show with a cell phone, a laptop, 8-year-old software, a table. I don't even have an office or a chair, a table that a baby boy found in the trash, and a library card. Yes, there are tools out there. Please use them. That's what they're there for. You never know what you're going to end up doing. For hopefully you're not using this as some kind of measuring stick. My God. The original title of this program is You Have Better Things to Do With Your Life. Anyway, today we're looking at Steve Marriott, the greatest mod rocker you never knew. And a birthday tribute to one of the most underrated and largely forgotten great classic rock British musicians. Steve Marriott, a former child actor who ended up being a central and seminal figure in two different important and highly influential British music scenes, would have celebrated his 73rd birthday on the 30th of January this year. Fondly remembered by fellow artists, unfortunately his legacy has dimmed since his passing in 94 due to a fire in his home. Even classic rock and oldie stations typically may only have one or two records in their libraries of his recorded output. The first band he fronted, Small Faces in 65, challenged The Who as the premier mod group of swinging London. Hugely successful at home in the UK, the band only managed one top 40 single in the States, a psychedelic tinge number called Ichiku Park. Marriott, fed up with the bad business deals the band kept getting saddled with, left to form Humble Pie in 69 with a brand new type of high-energy, blues-based music often called boogie rock and became a cornerstone of the next wave of the great classic British bands. Humble Pie saw major success with their first live album in 71 and its 72 follow-up, Smokin'. Co-founder Peter Frampton left the band as they broke, eventually forging a massive mid-70s album with Frampton Comes Alive. Marriott could not sustain Humble Pie long on the charts, and the band broke up in 75. Both Humble Pie and Small Faces would reunite from time to time with ever-diminishing results. Today, we take an hour-long look at one of the best-kept secrets in all of classic rock history, a man who has been cited by Steve Perry of Journey, Paul Stanley of Kiss, Clem Burke of Blondie, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, among many others, as one of the great rock singers, British musicians, and live performers in history. And we're going to be kicking it all off here with three songs. They're all from a German TV show. They're all in mono, beat, beat, beat. The sound quality isn't all that great, but you can just feel the energy. They were just out there just playing their hearts out. This is The Small Faces with Hey Girl, All or Nothing, and What You Gonna Do About It live. And we'll see you at about the half hour mark.
Sunshine, who could it be but The Small Faces?
Hey!
Homeboy. Das war Tony Sheridan mit Just You, ein nagelneuer Titel und fantastisch gesungen. A brand new song from Tony Sheridan, Just You. Wir müssen uns leider jetzt verabschieden. We gotta get going for today. Wir müssen auf Wiedersehen bis zum nächsten Mal sagen. We gotta say goodbye until the next time. Don't forget to beat, beat, beat. Vergessen Sie nicht zu beat, beat, beat. Ihr alter Jagdiski Mal Sandag, auf Wiedersehen, viel Erfolg. Und hey Steve, what you gonna do about it?
Yeah. edge of sight to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of fool?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
We touch there.
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
Thank you.
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, pdx.blueberry.net. I'm still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. Hope you're having a great time as we visit the all-too-brief career of the late, great Steve Marriott. It would have been 73 on January 30th. He died in 94, smoke inhalation due to a house fire. Let's recap what we've heard. I failed to mention this earlier. The first half of the show will be Small Faces. The second half, including the finale, will be Humble Pie. So you can kind of see how the contrast and compare there. Kicking it all off was Hey Girl, All or Nothing, and What You Gonna Do About It, live from a German TV program called Beep Beep Beat. After that, Sha La 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 Lee. One of the few songs the band didn't write. Their second single really flopped on the charts, so they needed a surefire hit. And as much as they didn't want to record it, it became one of their best-loved songs and something they really just pounded the hell out of when they were playing it live. Following that was a song that somehow got past the BBC censors. Back in the 60s, the BBC were very, very cautious about what they were playing. And so people were very, very, you know, inventive with, you know, using phrases and words that didn't sound like outright having sex or doing drugs. Well, this one kind of just blurred that line completely because Steve Marriott's looking for somebody who's about to give him some speed. How that got past the censors is anyone's guess. Here Come the Nice from the U.S. album. There are but four small faces, and in the U.K. it was a single release only. As was the next track, their only top 40 hit in the United States, Ichiku Park, with its wonderful phasing there. After that, Wham Bam, Thank You Ma'am, which was the single B-side to Afterglow of Your Love. And the following that was the A-side from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, a mono version of that, one of the great lost psychedelic classics and a whole lot of fun to listen to, yes. Afterglow of Your Love, and the song we just heard, Tin Soldier, again, a UK single release only, and was actually the last song the band ever played in this incarnation, the Isle of Jersey. And that was from the U.S. album as a compilation. There are but four small faces. And this is interesting. A few years ago, Mojo Magazine, a very well-respected music publication, asked readers for their 10 favorite songs of all time. This placed at number 10, ahead of anything by their contemporaries, The Who or The Stones. So there you have it. Still loved. And I really a crowning achievement by the band. We're going to be kicking off the second part of our show. Speaking of drugs... This is Humble Pie's best known song in the UK and the US, but was it never charted, but was played to death on FM underground radio, and it is filled with tons of drug references. So, little nostalgia here. Who knows? We don't know if Steve Marriott ever spent 30 days in the hole, but you know, it's a great little fantasy, isn't it? This is 30 Days in the Hole from the album Smokin', and we will see you just before the grand finale.
Got a light, Ted. Anyone doing that one?
Which one?
30.
I'm doing it.
30 Days in the Hole.
Yeah.
Nice. 30 Days in the Hole. 30 Days in the Hole.
Oh, yeah. Right. Come on in, man.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Show.
I was night in Abilene. I had to use a gun, well, for my own sake. Shot a man down when I was just 18. From that day they called me Shaky Jake.
Shaky Jake, boy, what you gonna do? That's a stranger's coming after you. Here's a price, your paper, one mistake. Get off the streets, it's Shaky Jake. Was born on the bad side. Well, I was looking for the chance to make a break. I cut my teeth on a brand of nine. I'm a devil's own son. I'm shaking, shake. I said,
oh, shake it, shake, boy. What you gonna do? Texas Rangers coming after you.
Here's the price you pay for one mistake. Get off the streets, it's shake and shake.
I keep on the road.
Shake and shake.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series, commercial free, ad free, and accepting no sponsors. I know, right? It's all on my own dime because I believe it's important. Oh my God, listen to me. And this is our very special tribute show to the late, great Steve Marriott, the greatest mod rocker you never knew. And hopefully, maybe you know a little bit more now. Let's recap what we've heard in our second part of our show featuring all of Humble Pie. Kicked it off with 30 Days in the Hole from Smokin'. After that was from their double album that followed Smokin', Eat It, and that was Black Coffee. And that was a very interesting record. One side was straight-up rockers, one side was R&B covers, one side was ballads, and the last side was live performance. And this is a cover of an Ike and Tina Turner song, believe it or not. Following that, from the album Rock On, Stone Cold Fever, great little smoking number there with some lovely jazzy flourishes, guitar flourishes by the one and only Peter Frampton. Following that, the Sad Bad of Shaky Jake from Town and Country, their second album in the UK. After that, again from Smokin', Hot and Nasty, which received a lot of, again, FM radio play. And from their debut, from their third album, One-Eyed Trouser Snake Rumba. Subtle, yeah, real subtle. From the album Humble Pie. And this was their first released on A&M Records after the Immediate Records went bankrupt, which was their previous label, also was home to the Small Faces as well. That label was founded by the one and only Andrew Lou Oldham, who was one time the manager and producer of the Rolling Stones. And you know that album standing out physically from the rest of their albums because the cover was based, I think it was actually was, Aubrey Beardsley, yes. Who died far too young of tuberculosis, but his work was highly influential in the Art Nouveau movement of the early 20th century. And we're going to be finishing it all up here with another live performance of, you know, kind of bookending here from their best-known album, probably, performance, Rockin' the Fillmore, and this is another cover, believe it or not. And the way they perform it, you would never guess that this was an Ashford and Simpson song. And was originally recorded by Brother Ray Charles. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Drop me an email at daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. And this is I Don't Need No Doctor. Our next show, the first for Black History Month on February 1st, will feature the one and only James Baldwin.
We go home on Monday, but I want to tell you, we've not had a gas this time. It's really been a gas.